things to say about that. And this is a really interesting slide. This is comparing 5-year relative survival and NPI group from the excellent prognostic groups to the poor prognostic groups for cases diagnosed in 92, 93 and 2002, 2003. And what you can see is this really big difference in the poor prognostic groups in terms of the significant improvement in survival for these. Now remember, these are a very small proportion of the screen-detected cancers. They will be a much higher proportion of the symptomatic cancers. And the very positive message from this, from the screen-detected cancers, is this huge increase in survival. Presumably, we're saying, due to new adjuvant therapies. So this is a very positive result, which is also translated into the symptomatic cancers, which would have a much higher proportion of these. And you can see improvements, actually, in all of these groups over the time period.
Mike, did you want to make a few comments? Jill does want to talk a little bit about BCOM and data entry, if you can bear breaking into your coffee for a wee bit longer. We're actually running to time in terms of the time we were allocated. But, Mike, I think you've got a few comments to make overall.
I think first of all, everybody involved in this is to be congratulated. It's an absolutely outstanding project, and Dr. Morrow yesterday commented at the beginning of her talk about how, you know, this is very much the envy of the rest of the world, what's going on here. And, you know, the West Midlands group, Jill and Olive and the people involved, are really to be congratulated, and Hugh Bishop, who was involved with setting up of all this, and it's been so. But it is quite extraordinary, and I think one of the things for British breast cancer management and so on, this needs to be circulated more into the public domain, I think, internationally, to gain the best out of it, because it is absolutely fantastic. And like one of the things that looking in it from the outside, there's huge numbers and there's relative uniformity of effort across the regions, and the sort of issues that have been highlighted today, it's extraordinary the level of detail that people get into now to actually identify what you know an underperforming surgeon or unit is overall. So I just have one or two comments that I want to make in that. Firstly, I think that the preoperative diagnosis rate, it's truly extraordinary what's happened in that space over the last 10, 15 years. I think that the B3, B4, particularly in the patients that end up having DCIS, that area can be improved a bit, and I think there probably needs to be a bit of a national effort made at that, because there's substantial differences between the invasives and the DCIS as yet in preoperative diagnosis and so on. And then that brings me on to the crux of this issue overall, which I think is number one from the surgeon's point of view. Now it's quite extraordinary that 96% of the women treated in the breast cancer program are being treated by high volume surgeons. So while there's still 34% of the surgeons dealing with 4% of the patients, so there's still a little bit of low numbers, it's in the main, the majority of people are now being dealt with by a surgeon with a special interest in breast cancer. There are issues around mastectomy rates, immediate reconstruction rates, and so on. One of the things that's happened in Ireland is that we've stopped small units doing breast cancer altogether and centralized it, and the surgeons come centrally to deliver that. Now, that's relatively, I guess, impractical in certain parts of the country overall, but I would counsel a sort of approach to say, if there are underperforming units or units where there's only one surgeon, perhaps they should be merged in some way to deliver more uniform care. I think you need to look at service provision in terms of numbers of surgeons per units and stuff like that, just to try and get the top end a little better from, or you know, overall. But the final and most important point that I would like you to take away is that breast cancer is not a benign disease. And if you compare outcomes at 5 years and 15 years, you can see that there isn't any group with a breast cancer diagnosis, even the excellent prognostic group, who have a relative survival as good as their peers who didn't have it. And one of the issues around that is, you know, some of them are endocrine responsive tumors, and there's a lot of work going on at the moment about how long you need to go on with endocrine treatment for. There's a lot of work going on about what best neoadjuvant therapies to use and so on. But the thing that strikes me most about this data is that there are units in the country delivering breast cancer care where the appropriate use of adjuvant therapies is not even close to being appropriate, or where the uptake of adjuvant therapies. And that really needs to be looked at, because if you are, Jill mentioned that the overall outcome from breast cancer management in this country was 67% five-year survival a few years ago, and that's improving. But the main reason it's improving is because of better use of adjuvant treatments, and that really, really must be the take-home message to the individual units, that I feel that, you know, that if the data reflects in terms of adjuvant treatment, the most shocking thing that I've seen today is that there are some units where HER2-positive patients aren't getting into appropriate chemotherapy, and where the uptake of radiotherapy and endocrine treatment is clearly not where it would want to be. And if you look at the long-term outcome data, which you've shown, it goes with the process of saying if we are to actually make the outcome better, even for people with good prognosis lesions, we've got to make sure that they do take their appropriate endocrine therapy and so on. But overall, it is an absolutely fantastic program. It's something that this country should be really, really proud of. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Mike. And Jill now wants to give us a brief
very
overview
quick
of BCom data entry, if you can bear with it. 5 minutes.